This is In the Studio with Mohawk College President Ron McCurley. Conversations with people who make a difference at Mohawk College.
Well, good day, everyone. And in studio with me today is Kayla Miller, who is a multi-sensory lab technologist. Kayla, welcome.
Thank you.
Kayla, you need to tell me exactly what a multi-sensory lab technologist is.
Well, to the best of my ability, I will. Basically, I am in running the multi-sensory sessions within the lab. So we see different client groups with people with intellectual disabilities, developmental delays, autism, Alzheimer's Society, and I'm running these kind of sessions that will stimulate their senses. So it can be provided for a leisure experience. It can be provided for getting parts of their body working that maybe aren't able to at that moment. So really, the sky's the limit in terms of that, and I'm in there facilitating the session, working the equipment.
So, Kayla, you work in the School of Human Services, and one of my first tours, I remember when I started here as president, I got a tour of the Snoozelin Lab, which is the lab that we're talking about.
Right.
So describe some of the things that you'd see in that lab, and then maybe give us a sense of who actually uses the lab and what children or young adults or adults you see.
So some of the main pieces of equipment are a projector. And then with the projector comes different wheels, different effect wheels that you can use. So we've got ones that are slow-moving oils all the way up to scenes like fish, water, the forest. So those can stimulate, you know, reminiscence. Another major piece of equipment would be the bubble tubes. And they're interactive, so you could change the colors, change the speeds. We've got lots of different seating, so a swing that moves and it works the vestibular system, a rocker, and then lots of fiber optic light strands. So it's kids really love to use those because it's essentially like holding a ray of light in your hand. So the different clientele that we see that come in to use it, like I said, anybody from little children all the way up to older adults. And it's typically people with exceptionalities or disabilities that are accessing the lab.
And Kayla, what's your background? So how did you get to work in the lab, and what's your educational background and then your experience?
I went to Brock University and got my degree in child youth studies, my BA in honors in that for 4 years. And then I took 2 years off and kind of tried to figure out where I was going to go next. And I came to Mohawk and took the recreation therapy program. And with some of my placements within the recreation therapy program, I got kind of immersed in that Snoozelin multisensory equipment, both at Holland Blurview Kids Rehabilitation Hospital. They've got some amazing multisensory labs there, one of them being a Snoozelin pool. And then within long-term care settings, I actually, one of the ones, Victoria Gardens, I implemented the multisensory cart, so like for bedside programming there.
Now I gotta ask, what is a Snoozelin pool? I've never heard of that.
Snoozelin pool, so it's essentially just a giant pool, but the water is warmer, so it's not as cold. And then they've got giant floating balls in it that are color. There's some vibroacoustics that kind of can go with it as well. So speakers that are maybe immersed underneath the water, and it gets the rippling going, and it's just a really neat sensation, stimulating your whole tactile system.
Now, are we putting one of those in A-Wing?
I would love that.
Would you like?
We should do that, yes.
Fair enough. Tell me a little bit about how students actually benefit from the lab. What do they get out of it in terms of either working there or experiencing it?
So our Mohawk students here?
Our Mohawk students.
So right now, just because I just started, we're doing kind of like tours throughout the classes. So recreation therapy, I did a big presentation for Joanne Broman's second year students. But now I'm getting a lot of the social service students coming through, the early childhood educator students coming through, which is awesome because these multisensory labs are seeming to pop up in the school settings. So it's great if these students can kind of see how they're properly run and then take that back to the schools if they should get hired there, so that they're kind of spreading the word of how we can properly run these environments rather than just using them as a play zone. So it's our kind of our hope in the future, maybe next year, to maybe have a placement student come in, ideally from recreation therapy, because that's kind of how it all blossomed from that program, and get some training going on that.
You're listening to In the Studio.
In the Studio.
With Mohawk College President Ron McCurley.
I'm in the studio today with Kayla Miller, who's a multisensory lab technologist in our multisensory lab in the School of Human Services. Kayla, tell me a little bit about how the community gets access to the services. So if they have a child that's or a young person who's in need of the multisensory lab, how would they connect to us? How are those services made available to them?
All right, well, I'll start with when I first started, I came up with some pamphlets or flyers, and we offer two memberships from Mohawk. One of them's an individual membership. It's $50 unlimited visits for a year, depending on availability. And then the second one's a corporate membership, and that's $150. So anybody, for example, that's a member of Good Shepherd can access the multisensory lab through them, through that membership, unlimited visits for a year. So I found that within the coming months or the months that have just passed, a lot of these flyers seem to be being dispersed throughout the community. Our community living, for example, I'll get individual clients calling up parents saying, I've heard about your service through community living. So they've been posting them at their agencies. Another one, building block speech pathology. A lot of kids will come with building blocks. And now, consequently, I've got a lot of individual clients. They love it so much that they're coming on their own time. So that's essentially how it's being spread, I find, is through these flyers that are being dispersed and word of mouth.
And how about demand? Is there enough supply for the demand? Do we have lots of availability? Could we bring more people?
It's getting booked. Yeah, the weeks are, I've gone from, you know, just being in a couple days a week to being in Monday to Friday. Weekends, I work the first weekend, the first Saturday of every month, but I'm thinking even that's going to have to be a bit more flexible because that seems to be a big day, or the Saturdays, Sundays for parents maybe that don't, that work during the week. So yeah, I know that they're filling up. I would say I have about 5 appointments a day. Yeah, and then, like I said, in the evenings, a lot of parents will come with their children.
When I got the tour back in August, I think it was, one of the things we talked about was the need in the community where the community can't always get into the college, and so we talked about putting the show on the road, so to speak, mm-hmm. and trying to maybe rent a truck or a van and take some of the elements of this Newsland Lab out to the community so that they could access it. Where are we with that idea?
Well, funny enough, we just launched that yesterday. So there's a long-term care home in Norfolk County that has rented it out for 2 weeks. So it was in Simcoe. And actually, our services from here, I looked around quite a bit for the moving truck, and it was a little bit of a toothache. So we ended up going with our own services. Two gentlemen moved it with our own Mohawk truck. And it was pretty smooth sailing, and so we just dropped that off yesterday, and I stayed and did kind of a training, a crash course for those ladies at the long-term care center, and then we actually tried it out with a few of the residents, and it's they've got it for 2 weeks. So you can rent the multisensory portable cart for up to 3 weeks at a time, and it's as of right now, it's $50 a week. For the renting.
So this is our first foray, I guess, outside of our four walls.
Yes, So we'll see how it, I guess you could kind of say it's a pilot project right now. See how it goes, maybe get a little bit of feedback from this long-term care home. And there have been other places, some of the Hamilton District School Boards have shown some interest in it as well. But it's great for bedside programming or for those residents that, you know, are kind of bedbound. To bring them a little bit of stimulation, a little bit of leisure.
What's the most satisfying part of your job?
There's so many elements that are satisfying. I think the most satisfying is taking, for example, a client with autism that could barely be in the room for 5 minutes and was constantly pacing to, she now is able to sit, invite me up and give me a hug for about 30 minutes. So just seeing the changes that this can do, or seeing somebody come in, you know, in a heightened state of arousal and they're agitated, and seeing them leave mellow, or hearing the reports from parents that, you know, last week After our session, she came home and she was able to get her homework done and go to bed with no fighting. So I think some of these anecdotal comments that I'm getting and feedback from parents is really rewarding.
So it calms people down, allows them to give you hugs. I think we should take this into Queen's Park maybe and introduce it to the politicians. Just a thought. Kayla, anything else you want to talk to us about? Any other thoughts you want to leave us with?
No, I'm having a great time, and I'm excited that it's beginning to really kind of pick up and getting the word out there is awesome, and I'm looking forward to some more hugs.
I've been in studio today with Kayla Miller, who's a multisensory lab technologist in our multisensory lab in the School of Human Services. Kayla, thanks for being my guest today.
Thanks for having me.
In the studio with Ron McCurley, conversations with people who make a difference at Mohawk College. Produced by students and staff in the studios at 101.5 The Hawk FM. Look for the podcast on iTunes and join us next time for In the Studio with Ron McCurley.